You are now tuned in live. To Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drive it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you what you got?
Step your game up.
Man, I love how Smooth said that, man. You drink gin like gin. Something wrong with gin, man. What's up, man? This Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I am your host, the man with the plan in his hand, Space Age J, a.k.a. J Biz. I got my girl, Diva Ebony B, the queen of the universe, on the thing with me.
Peace.
Peace and carrots. Like Jenny and Forrest Gump. Peace and carrots. Yeah, we on live right now, man. Last week, you know, we got it in. We was saluting and shouting out. Ooh, man, excuse me, I'm hungry. Saluting and shouting out the ladies, the female black queens of our universes, kingdoms, and everything like that. And this week, man, we going to get in there. We talk about the children. It's Bring Your Kids On Air Day, you know, so it's all about the babies. And, you know, we also going to get into talking about African-American children in our history, because it is Black History Month still, I think, you know. I think we got a couple days left. We're going to get in and talk about some African-American children and contributions they made. Like, one I will bring to mind is Dominique Dawes, who was in the Olympics back in, like, the 90s. Dominique Dawes was, like, she got it in. I mean, she won a couple medals, you know. She was doing her thing. So, shout out to her, you know, and, you know, I'll just open up with her, Dominique Dawes, yeah. You know what I mean? Olympic gymnast and whatnot. So, you know, paved the way for, man, I can't even think of the name of the girl I just seen on the news the other day, but she wrote like a couple books, and she was in the Olympics just now in London, you know. But, you know, I salute our children that's getting it in early in these Olympic games, and, you know, athletes that, you know, just very talented. I know one thing, if you put me on a balance beam, I swear to beans, I'll break it. You know what I mean? I'd either break it or break me. It'll be a problem. Like, you don't want me on no balance beam. You don't want me nowhere near that. I don't know, man. I got two left feet and three left hands, so it's not gonna happen. I put it like that. And we turned up. I'm turned up today. You know, I just had a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. You know, beautiful day. You know, Diva, what happened with you? You know, I heard we got a new team we working with now.
Oh yeah, we definitely got a new team that we working with now. Big shout out to Just Cutting Up Barbershop. Definitely doing it big. You gotta go over there. 56 in Orchard, Just Cutting Up, right there in the plaza. Make sure you check them out. Get your hair cut fresh. I got my young king. We just came out of there. Lenny laced him up. Go see Lenny. And ladies, if you want to get your head whipped, go see Sheldon, man. He definitely gonna hook you up. Toes and nails and all that good stuff. So big shout out to Just Cutting Up Salon. Excuse me, right there on 56 and Orchard, right there in the plaza, right behind the 7-Eleven. It's definitely a hot shop. They definitely doing their thing in there. DVDs.
Man, they got it all up in there. They serving them DVDs. They got the new movies out. Man, they got that. I heard they got that. They got that new, what's that new thing that just came out? That Mama, that scary movie. They got that Mama on DVD, and that joint ain't even out the movies yet. Like, they got that good. So holler at them. That's our people. Tell them Diva Ebony B sent you. You know what I mean? Do that. Right now, let me shout out my man, My Soul Transcends Creating Perfect Kingdoms. You know what I mean? That's the music you hear in the background. This Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Call us up, man. It's 347-850-1521. Press that one button so you can talk to me so I can hear what you got to say today. You know what I mean? And don't make sure you bring your kids. I want to hear from some babies on the line. Because children are our future. You know what I mean? That's real. You know what I mean?
All right, bro, hold up, man. Check dig, man. It's the big homie DJ Solis, a.k.a. Mr. Trapnificent, the Carolina representative, all that good shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? I just played that like, yeah. Man, look at here, we turned up, we all the way live right now. Man, I'm bringing, yeah, Diva went to the powder room. Diva back from the powder room. Diva went to
and
the powder room.
I had to get my
room. Hey, you gotta get your makeup right, because this is a good show right here. We saluting them babies. You can't be looking all wrong in front of the babies like that.
Nah, my young king. Come on in here, young king.
Put the king on the line.
Hi, a.k.a. MTG, the Makai the Great right here. He rocking out for his mom, man. Makai, you know, step your game up on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, Makai.
Hey, guys. So, you know.
What up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man? I heard, man, you the man over there. You hold it down. You the man. You got God in your heart. You know what I mean? You know what's up, man. You know, come educate these people for me.
I just keep on reading books. I keep on doing my math, doing my homework, and believing God.
That's what's
it's really
up, man.
So easy.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, that's all it is. You know, God, yeah, you got to believe in God. You know, and it's important you said do the math, because you can't never have no money unless you good at math, unless you know how to do your math. And that's real. You got to be able to count, because, you know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So, dude, I mean, that's what's up, man. I salute you, man. You know, you's a young king. You know what I mean? Just keep taking care of your mama and holding it down, man, because, you know, eventually you're going to be the one that's going to be running Step Your Game Up Saturdays. It's going to be your world, and you're going to have to run this switchboard and be playing music and all that. So, yeah, you gotta hold it. You gotta hold it down. You gotta keep your head on straight, man.
Yeah.
What would you like to say, like, to some other children out there, like, you know, the children that be listening and people that archive the show? What would you like to say to them?
I want to say, well, you know, you can be young or older. You could be great. You could be better. You know, these kids out here, see, that's the thing about kids. They're kind of like sponges. You see those kids out there that be seeing those gangs, and they see those kid gangs and be going into the gang and start having a bad education, first one. They don't know, they've been doing bad stuff. And the second thing is, the cops will be having to come and go figure out the problem. And, you
exactly.
know, when a pothole comes, that ain't good. Yeah.
At least you know that at an early age, man. The cops come, that's bad. That's always bad. Somebody going to get locked up. Somebody going down. So, yeah, man.
You
I
got
mean,
that right.
Now, you got your head on right, man. I appreciate you, man, being on the show tonight, man, because you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you rocking with Step Your Game Up Saturday, man. You know, a Saturday is a real good night for you as a kid. You know, you ain't got to go to school today. You could have did anything with your day today. Heard you got that fresh haircut, too, man. You got your nice little shit. You got your nice haircut. Looking all fly.
I was thinking about getting cornrows.
Oh, wow, yeah. See, I had that at one point, you know. I got my hair braided at one point, but then, you know, I grew up a little bit. I had to cut my hair, you know. I had to get rid of that and whatnot. But you can still do it because you still, you know, you a young king. You can still do that. You know, you got some time. But you don't want to be 30 years old trying to get some cornrows, man. That's not going to happen. That's not going to work.
You're right about that.
God don't like ugly. Don't get no cornrows if you study. Shout out to all the old men with cornrows, man. That's like 50 years old. You got gray hairs in your cornrows. Like that's just bad though. But God
I know,
don't like
right?
Ugly.
Like it's like
cut your hair. Well, while I got you on the line, man, I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna read this about Dominique Dawes, the Olympic gold medalist, bronze, silver medalist. She was, you know, because I'm gonna have to educate you, you know, Dominique Dawes a little bit, probably before your time a little bit. Dominique Dawes was an Olympic gold medalist. She's actually from my neck of the woods, from Silver Spring, Maryland. Maryland is where I'm from right now, you know, that's where I'm born and raised. So she's from Silver Spring. She's actually retired now at the age of, hold on, let me see. She's 36 now. So when she competed in the 98 Olympics or 94 Olympics, I'm not sure. She competed in, 96 Olympics. When she competed in them 96 Olympics, she was 20 years old. So yeah, she was a little, she was younger. She was 20 years old. She's the first black woman at the age of 20. She was the first black woman to win an Olympic medal in artistic gymnastics. The first person to win a gold medal in gymnastics, first woman. So, 20 years old, I guess in 2013, you still consider that babies, right, Diva? I think that's still a baby when you're 20 years old in 2013. You're still kind of a baby.
Yeah, you still a baby because you only 2 years from 18. You just coming out of your teenship, or a year from 19, you just coming out of your teenship or cocoon, how Makai is saying. But yeah, I mean, you still young. You got room for error. But from 20, she's 36 now, and she retired at 36. Wow, 16 years later, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing to retire at 36.
Yeah, the Social Security age where most men, women retire at 63. Well,
63.
I mean, I'm sorry, 65,
used to be 57.
I'm tripping. Yeah, 67, I'm tripping. So, yeah, to cut that in half, and be done and have all these awards and Olympic gold medals and awards and skills and whatnot. Says here in 2009 she was inducted into the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame.
Hey,
Spokesperson of the Year, Sports Person of the Year in U.S. Gymnastics in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
In pop culture, she's been used for many metaphors in songs, such as by Razzcast, the Hit Squad, and some of you might be familiar with Janelle Monae, B.O.B., Lil Wayne, Lil Flupe Fiasco. They done use her as a metaphor in a song. This is somebody that's been in the Olympics like in 1994. Her last Olympic game was in Sydney in 2000. So for somebody to put her in the I know the tightrope song is the Janelle Monae, B.O.B., Lupe Fiasco. The tightrope song just came out like maybe 2 years ago. To be remembered 9 years after the last time you was in the Olympics and you getting put in song, made a metaphor of and all that, I think that's pretty amazing, It says here, I'm going to read a little bit of where she at now. In 2004-06, she served as the president of the Women's Sports Federation. She was the youngest president in the foundation's history. She provided commentary for the coverage of the Beijing Olympics in 2008 and 2010 in the Winter Olympics. In 2010, she began working for Yahoo Weekend News and CFI's investigative arm to investigate the power balance bracelets, the ones, where she does Olympic, the rings that basically they do the gymnastics with. Oh, wow. So they made a Pez brand. They made a, Pez candy dispenser. They made a Pez with her head on it. That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember those candies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made a Pez with her name on it, and a couple other things, wristbands. I mean, she's just doing it up. So that's where she at now. Of course, those of us that remember, like, the 94 games and the 2000 Olympics, we remember what she did then. So shout out to Dominique Dawes from my neck of the woods, Silver Spring, baby. Silver Spring, Maryland, baby. DMV standing up. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. We're going to talk to 773. You on live with Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Who am I talking to right now?
What's good? What's good tonight? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, sweetie? What's happening? What's happening with you?
I'm good, chilling. How are y'all doing tonight?
We doing fine. First of all, I know you brung a baby. I know you brought some kids with you or something, because this is Bring Your Kids on Air Night.
I don't have any kids. And oh,
you
my
better
God,
go
that
get your niece or something. Somebody, you better go down the street, get your neighbor's kids. This is a step your grandmother. You going to bring no kids on my show.
I
what's
wish
wrong?
I could. My cousins are like an hour away.
Oh, my gosh, man. Call her on three-way. Put her on the line or something. Call her on three-way. Tell her text me.
I'm calling in to support y'all. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I didn't even
have
one. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your support. I appreciate all the support on this show right here because we dedicating this show to the baby. So, I mean,
awesome.
what would you like to say to the babies out there? Well, the children of the world out there that's going to be our future.
Stay positive. Be yourself. Know that you are important. And you really are the future. So, express yourself. Don't be afraid. And you don't always have to do what you're told if you feel in your heart that it's not right.
That's deep. That's deep. Go against the grain. Don't be scared of the grain. Just go against it. You ain't got to follow all these trends and whatnot, and, you know, these women love Sosa. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from just now. What was that? That was in the trunk somewhere.
You two are on the spaceship. Come back.
Yeah, the spaceship just dipped on me a little bit, you know, and I don't know where that came from.
You
want to
pass the will, you know. I'm here. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's up, man. I'm about to go holler at the barbershop to get my head right, cause I don't know where my head at right now.
I want to bring light to Hector Peterson. Big shout out to Hector Peterson, 1964 to 1976. Hector Peterson, 1964. June 16, 1976, became the iconic image of the 1976 Soweto uprising in apartheid South Africa when a new photographer by Sam Nuzema of the dying Hector being carried by a fellow student was published around the world. He was killed at the age of 12 when the police opened fire on protesting students. For years, June 16 stood as a symbol of resistance to the brutality of the apartheid government. Today, it is known as National Youth Day, a day in which South Africans honor young people and bring attention to their needs. Since June 1976, Hector's surname has been spelled Peterson, and what is spelled Peterson and P-I. Peterson by the press, by the families insist that the correction spelling is the Peterson. The Peterson family was originally the Pitso family, but decided to adopt the Peterson name to try to pass as colors. They apprehended the era name for people of mixed color because colored people enjoyed somewhat better privileges under apparent names than blacks did. On June 16, 2002, the Hector Peterson Memorial and Museum was opened near the place where he was shot in Orlando West, Soweto, to honor Hector and those who died around the country in the 1976 uprising. So Hector Peterson, Diva takes her hat off to you, and I appreciate you protesting for rights. So it's National Youth Day, June the 16th of each and every year. June is coming, you guys, so mark that on your calendars and know that it is National Youth Day. We is live right here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Have the kids call in and share their accomplishments this week, this year, or any special thing that they have did in their life, because we're paying honor to the children of today. That's
yeah, if your kid made the honor roll this past semester, I want to know about it, because, I mean, you know, right. That's important, man. You can't even tell me how many kids making the honor roll nowadays, let alone if they're still in school. You know what I mean? So it's serious. Like, I want to know everything from the honor roll to the little crooked house on the T on the refrigerator that got an A+
and
kindergarten.
I want to know all that.
I want to know everything.
When they get them stars, we want to know all of that.
Little stars and everything. I want the happy face sticker. I want to know that. I want to know everything. If your kid smiled at you today, I want to know that, because that's important. That is so important. You know, I'm lying. I ain't lying. I went out earlier today, man. I went to the store, and, like, I mean, I held the door open for a kid, right, for I think he was about 9 years old. Kid, me mugged me. Like, it was like I had a disease for holding the door open for him. I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like, life is too short, man. Life is too short to be out here just mad for no reason. Like, we got to spread more positivity, and we got to teach our kids to be more positive in their life, and they walks of life, and they walks with Christ.
Right.
Oh, man. That
what you
have
to be mean talking about at 9? Like, seriously?
I don't know,
really,
man.
Now?
He got his PlayStation taken away from him. I don't know, man. For all y'all that's on the line, man, that noise in the background is my seed, my man, the man with the baby with the master plan, my little man, little J.J.R. Jamal Jr.
Aww.
That's my boy. I'm so proud of him. He's
How is
here.
He
the youngest ever on radio, 10 months.
Nice.
Screw you, Jay-Z, with your Beyonce child on Billboard. I got my son on Step Your Game Up Saturday.
Yeah.
Talking about his accomplishments, how he held his bottle today. What up? Don't drop my phone. Thank you. What up? We going to educate you today, son. You going to learn today. Let's get back to these phone lines. I'm going to take 972. 972, you are now on the air with Jay Biggs and Step Your Game Up Saturday. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, don't nobody want to talk to Jay Biggs. Hey, put Junior on the phone. You say he the real star.
I don't know, right? Come here, man. Hey, what you got to say? Say something. He like, man, what is this thing? This monstrosity. This little machine in my ear. We still trying to teach him how to use the phone real quick. So y'all bear with him.
Hey, but what it do, man? You know, I already know it's just dope ass music in the business to Step Your Game Up Saturday. You know what I mean? Just calling in, you just saying, do what I can do to support. Because, you know, I got a problem with some of these young Thundercats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know exactly what you mean, Jay Biggs. Because, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I was raised a certain way. So, you know, let me go ahead and hold this door open for the youngsters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, cute girl, about 11, 12. She ain't saying no thank you, no I appreciate
Ooh.
It, no nothing. Like, it was my job to hold the door open for her.
Well,
I damn near wanted to trip her.
People, we are honoring the kids today. You all people
are
calling into the show complaining about kids. We don't want to hear that. Y'all go take your garlic pills and your water pills and go to sleep. Where are happy parents at? Where are people who love the youth at and encourage the youth? Where are the people who have something good to say about the youth?
We
got people who
want to
kiss the youth. Somebody want to bust them upside the head.
I know, right? I swear to beans, like, I was a second away from, like, giving them the old school whooping where I, like, went and found the switch. You know what I'm saying? I took them out. I was about to take them all back. Like, go pick your own switch so I can beat you with some manners.
Yo, big shout out to the Peace Out crew. Big shout out to the Peace Out crew on Facebook. I see y'all Peace Out crew, the youth, the Peace Out Incorporated. I see y'all doing big things over there. So, teens, the Peace Out is an 8-week course that inspires teens to raise money and awareness for local causes that care about them. So big ups and divas up to the Peace Out crew. Make sure y'all follow them on Twitter and like their page. So it's going to be www.facebook.com/mypeaceout. Again, that's /mypeaceout.
out. And what they did just recently on Thursday, they delivered tulips to the seniors in University Place. I'm so proud of you teens. Y'all went to the, they delivered tulips to the seniors at University Place.
That's so awesome.
The nursing home. Oh, look at their pictures. Oh,
that just warms my heart.
Love it.
That warms my heart. That makes me feel all tingly and warm inside and happy that, you know, I didn't bust the kid open for not.
No,
I'm playing, man. That's a beautiful thing, though. Like, you know, having like awesome. sending flowers to.
They brought them. They brought the tulips to the seniors at the nursing home in University Place, Washington, and they took pictures with them. And it's just nice to show some respect. And here's another event on February the 4th. They had a food drive. Cash donations generally accepted. They was doing they out in the parking lot here, and they did a food drive, and they raised money. I mean, I'm just so proud of these people.
That's awesome.
You know, the Peace Out crew, the Peace Out Incorporated. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing because it teaches our youth that it's not monetary. Monetary things don't satisfy you in life. The things that satisfy you in life are the things that make you feel good when you lay your head down on that pillow. And it's still in that early means you'll carry it as an adult and you'll start doing things just not because you're going to get something back, but because it's good to do it. And the man upstairs is going to see it. And when you like, man, I ain't got two quarters to rub together. All of a sudden, that surprise check in the mail for like $16.77 come through. He like, oh,
there you
got money to pay that.
Man, he sound like he been there before. He's a $16.77.
Right, the exact amount.
Yeah.
I was like,
he broke it down like the after taxes and everything, the 77 cents.
I think that we should step our game up a lot more, and not just as parents, but of the overseers of the community, and love our kids more and provide more positive things for them to do. Because we can talk about the problem all day, but it's not until we focus on a solution that something changed. And every time we point our finger at somebody, it's always three fingers pointing back at us. So we can say, oh, he a thug, she a hood rat, these kids ain't got no manners, they ain't got no respect or nothing. When you see that happen and you open the door, you say, hold on, Queen, let me open the door for you. And she walk in and it's like, you know what, you're welcome too. You know, just say it, you're welcome too. And they'll turn around and say, oh, thank you. But it's our job. We are the leaders of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. We the ones with the experience.
Right.
So what y'all doing .com? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what I mean. Diva get the preach. You just got to go, just nod your head like, yeah. Because everything she's saying true.
But it's hard, though. Like, nowadays, it's like, for example, in my neighborhood, you know, I got like about five or six little Thundercats that run around here. You know, saying they play with my son, and I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Just on a fun day, I'm gonna go ahead and snatch up all your little homies. We gonna go over to Dave and Buster's, right? But what happens is, you go to the parents, and the parents act like you a criminal, and all you want to do is just show their kids, you know, some positive love, you know, and that's the hardest thing. It's the parents. It's not the kids, because the kids welcome it. The kids welcome the attention, being able to hang out with a cool parent. Not that parent that, you know, saying makes you sit there and study calculus. That you know, that's good. But the fun parent that takes you out and play touch football in the middle of the street and the adults, the permanent quarterback.
The parents, because you right. Don't they look at you like you some kind of, because we got a lot of sex offenders and crazy people, and unfortunately we live in a world where they touching our kids. They touching and they screwing our kids. So when that happens, and you know, you're like, I want to take everybody out, and y'all invited. We would love to have more chaperones. And, you know, sometimes parents take offense, and because they don't know, they kind of take offense to that because they looking at, oh, this person trying to take my place, or they trying to say I'm a better parent than them. You know, involve them in it. They need to have some parent participation anyway. So what you do, you know, you say, hey, I want to do this for the kids, and would you help out? If you can help out either with a financial donation Or you can help chaperone the kids, because we getting a whole bunch of these kids together because we believe in our youth and our community. We ain't got no drug dealers over here. You know, you let them know exactly what you're trying to do. And when you put the when you give them a responsibility or you put them in a position that they need help, it's either they're going to come through or they're going to fall back. I asked you. I included you. So
okay.
You can't say that and a lazy parent going to fall back anyway, like, nah, go ahead, y'all, do your thing. But either way, it's a win-win situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need all the parents I can for these bad little Thundercats.
You call me when you decide to do that. And I told you, I'm traveling this year, but you call me. I get them parents on the phone. You get their telephone numbers. I call them right here in Seattle, Washington, like I'm next door to.
We're going to have an intervention. We're going to have a parent. We're going to have a bad parent to intervention. Y'all need to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start grilling parents. Look, ain't no reason why I'm spending more time with your kids than you are. Ain't no point in that. ain't no just cause for that. Like, you right there with your kids. You send them outside to play. Go outside, play. What are you doing? Are you outside playing? I'm playing with my kid right now. What you mean? I'm playing with my son. Man, my son in here remodeling my studio. That's all that banging y'all hear in the background. I'm going to get to the phone line again. We're going to take this call on here for 202. 202. Holla at me. What's good?
What's up, man? Tony in the building. What's going on, yeah?
Hey, what's going
Tony
on,
Lyric.
Man? It's got the star of the show, Tony Lyric, man. I know you got your kids with you.
Man, I couldn't even. Today just so happened to be the day I had my break, so I couldn't bring them on the air. Sorry,
You know what? That is all good.
Because
he said, nah, I'm going to point out something he said that I like. He said, this is my day I got my break. You see what I mean? So that implies that normally he always got the kids.
Yeah.
That break, you take that joint. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I ain't lying. I'm going to be real with y'all. You get that break, take it. That's why I get a break from work.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
look, I happen to be blessed because my son is 10. He's self-sufficient. He can cook breakfast. The boy wash clothes. He good. I'm Diva's the autopilot. I can. He act like he's 15, but I'm happy to be blessed. But if you can get that break from them kids, get that break. Because if you don't, it'll cause you to act like a monster one day. You just start flipping out because you need.
Right.
A break, and it's not fair.
Right.
You know what's funny sometimes, though, is that, like, when I do get the break, it's like, I kind of miss them, though. And it's like I'm bored again, you know, because when they hit, it's like I always got something to do, you know. Then when they not, I'm chilling. So it works both ways. Like, when I get the break, then it's like, damn, I want to go get them again, you know, because that's how much you love them. So it works both ways, you know.
You don't know what to do with yourself. You so used to being in parent mode. And when the kid's gone, and I know I ain't going to know what to do with myself. Yes, I am. I'm lying. I'm going to be this summer. Woo! I was about to lie. Lord, I just got baptized. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for correcting me, because I ain't going to know what to do with myself when Macau going this summer. Yes, I am.
And it's so funny how we're all parents, we're all on the show, and at least one of us has had our kids on the radio show in the background because they're always with us. And it was funny. Me and Bug, we were joking. Because he said, I record better when I have my daughter in the booth with me.
Hold up, you record better with your daughter.
Man, look,
in the booth.
That's his motivation.
In the booth.
You be just looking down like, yeah, I see you. Go in. Like, yeah, I'm going in. Like, you be. I can't do that yet. I'm sorry. I love my man to death, but I mean, like, I be picturing him in my head, like, I'm doing this for him. And then I'm going
right.
I can't look down like, you know, hey, what's going on? And I'll be away from the mic and, Everything was messed up.
I had to embrace my king in the studio with me because it was at times that I used to be live on the air and he'll say something. I'll be like, don't you see I'm live on the air? What are you doing? And, you know, do you not see the glowing on air sign? Do you not see the door closed? You know, what's going on? But now I accept him to come in the studio with me, especially at the age he is, so he can see what I'm doing. All he wanted to do was come in here and learn. Bad mom. Badmom.com.
Hey, look, she
can't even know we're in sight right now.
She was crying. Hey, Jay, she was crying, and I had to hold her while I spit 16 bars. And when I said, she was
hey, what was you spitting about, though?
Oh, it was positive stuff. It was positive.
That's probably why she was crying.
I ain't never heard of shit like that.
You see?
Yeah.
A town? Like, come on now.
He done robbed a couple people on the track and done hung some people upside down. So his daughter, I didn't know you had this in you. So he's shocked her all the way. Like, mine is so beautiful. Like, you know, it's just crazy. Like, she cried like her son graduated or something. Like, he finally got it together. Woo! Happy days.
Oh my God, I tell you, man, we turned up tonight, man.
It's W Game of Saturdays, man. I'm telling you, this is how we do it. We're going to get into a music break real quick, you know, give everybody a chance to recharge their battery. Shout out to our sponsor, though, Just Cutting Up. Get your hair cut, get your wig did, get your nails done, everything. They got it all, you know. Shout out to my son, who done redecorated a couple things and tore some stuff up. That's okay. Ain't nothing that God can't fix. We're going to get into this music break real quick. This is a song that I personally love the way my church do it. But the way he sung it, yeah, it's a good song, but my church do it better. It's called Nobody Greater. We can get in and check this out.
My church is in the day.
The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
No. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody.
nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on. Nobody greater.
Yo, what up? This is your boy, Jay Biggs. We on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm the host. Got my girl, Diva, in the building. Diva, Ebony B, Ebony Brinson, my favorite diva. Shout out to my queen of my universe, Miss Tina Harbour, for helping my son redecorate my studio tonight. And, you know, that was Rashawn Mitchell. Nobody greater. Beautiful song. Before we get into these phone lines again, I want to talk about bring up another child, black African-American child prodigy, actor, comedian, musician, rapper person. 718, just hold on for a second. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to bring up my man, not Percy, but this is my man, Lil JJ. Born James Charles Lewis Jr., Lil JJ was an actor. He's an actor, comedian, musician, rapper, singer, dancer from Little Rock, Arkansas. He started out as a comedian. A lot of y'all might know him for his famous joke where he said back in the day when R. Kelly was into the, you know, peeing on girls thing, his famous joke was, crying, like, you know, continuous crying, and then he said, R. Kelly stole my girlfriend. That was his little famous joke from back in the day. Basically, you know, real quick, just Lil JJ, I want to salute him. He got in the game real early as a comedian, one of the, I wouldn't say the first child comedians, but he was real, like, major with that. Like, he was probably one of the first that I ever seen. He ended up getting a show on Nickelodeon called Just Jordan, and he also ended up on the TV show All That, which, of course, is the same All That that started the careers, jump-started the careers of Kenan Thompson, Kel Mitchell, Nick Cannon, and countless others, you know. So shout out to Lil JJ. Take the call from 718. 718, you are now on the line with Space Age J and Stubby Game of Saturdays. So what's good? Who am I speaking with? Hello, 718.
Hello?
Hello, 718.
Hello?
Yeah, 718, this is Jay Biggs with Step Your Game on Saturdays. You're on the air. What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I'm online now?
Yeah, you on right now. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I'm nothing, chilling. Chilling DC, the Diva B told me about it. You know, so, okay, I'm just trying to check the things out.
Okay, that's what's up. What's your name, partner?
My name is Raheem Devon Jr.
Raheem Devon Jr. Sound good. We gonna go with that for the day. So what do you do? Like, you an artist? You know, what's your profession? What you specialize in?
I'm a writer, poet, photographer, etc.
Okay, sound good to me, man. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, do you have any children?
No.
Okay, are you a part of, like, you know, a child's life, like, you know, because we celebrating our babies tonight, our African-American babies or whatever babies. So do you have any children you want to shout out, a niece and nephew, something of that nature?
Yeah, well, you shout out to my, my nook, you know, with the C. my nigga. Here I was back in Jersey City, the new Jersey. But Nishani, Kaya, Zola, and my girl, Johnny Moody in Bennett College.
Okay.
That's a shout.
Shout out to them, man, from Space Age Day. Step Your Game on Saturdays, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Hold on to the line. We sharing Black history trivia and good fun facts. We talking about our kids tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get over here to my man, DJ Genius. DJ Genius, my homie, my man with the masters. Nah, that's me. He's just the man with the ones and twos. But he got some kids. I know he brought his kids with him tonight.
Oh, my God, his son is so cute. Where is the king at?
I'm right here. My kids actually at the All-Star game.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Wait a minute. I got before
but
you.
But you ain't at the
game, though. Wait a minute. J-Biggs, my little king want to share something real fast. I don't mean to cut you off, DJ Genius, but I got you. But he want to share something. You got to wait because you need to bring your little king with him with his cute chocolate self. Come here, King. Share what you just did.
I know another way how to help. There was another way how to help this community.
Mm-hmm.
When I went outside to go take the garbage, and I found a $5 bill on the ground.
Wow.
There was a poor man walking right by me. And I was going to take the $5 bill, you know. But I gave the $5 bill to the poor man, and he cried.
Oh,
that
wow.
Was
nice of you. $5. Oh, that was nice. Did he
and
cry?
You gave that to himself, but I'm proud of you, Makai.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Real cool.
And I said,
and he said, thank you, Genius. Said he's proud of you.
Thank you. Thank
man,
you.
We all proud of you for that one.
Keep doing good, man.
Right?
And what I said after I gave, when he was crying, I said, this could help you in the future. And I gave it to him.
Oh, give me a hug, King. I'm proud of you. Did you wash your hands after you took the garbage out? We got to fight germs. We got to teach our kids about germs. You know, some
right.
of you men take the garbage out, come
my...
back in the house, don't even wash your
yes,
hands.
Yes, wash your hands.
Now, you sound
wash
like my,
hands,
you sound like my wife. No lie, like you better not hug me without putting that soap on your hands first. Yeah, like
shout
my
out
wife,
to
man.
You. Makai for sharing that file. You could have pocketed that money, but you know what? That was a big thing, my G.
Man,
yeah,
you're
gonna be blessed
for
that. You're gonna be blessed for that. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be blessed for that.
So now, you are not at the All Star game, but you are rocking with
no, I'm not. My dad, shout out to my pops, you know what I'm saying? My dad took all my nieces, my nephews, and all my little cousins to the All-Star game. So,
oh, that's what's up, man. That's
yeah, you're going to have a horrible headache afterwards, but, you know, that's a blessing. So I'm, like, kid-free today and doing a whole bunch of business stuff. But I just wanted to call in and show my support, of course, to the Queen, yourself, and to all the guests.
Yeah, shout out to Lil J, man. He gonna steal all the girls when he get older. He gonna
man, he's so smart. He's so intelligent. He just this beautiful black chocolate.
He was like,
oh my
mixed.
God, he just brings
he
me so
mixed.
Much joy, and he's so he's just so smart. And he looks so cute in his little suit. I can go on about Genius. So I'm like, that's my kid.
Yeah, kids.
I'm talking about
you.
I'm talking about you, baby. That's right. I'm talking about you, little king. Yeah.
They're going to be running his show, too. James going to
run
his show.
Isn't that something to think about? Our kids will take over. Like, they can actually, they will get the, or they may take the entrance of being a radio personality, a DJ, a business owner. Like, it will be something if Makai was to take over. He probably changed the name from Diva Spot Radio to something else.
Man, he better have, man. That's the name that started it all, Diva Spot. If I could run with you the spot, you better keep
it.
It'll
be Makaya's power hour.
You're going to call it MTG, Makaya's a great radio. I already know. Especially with me. You know, we might just get you a blog talk. Oh, boy, that sounds good. Makaya's a great radio. Anyway.
Oh, now you want to talk. Way over there in the corner, my son trying to talk now. Everybody, some of these kids want to get in the mix. Yeah.
I am.
We gotta get little JR radio and all that too, you know.
But yeah, we're gonna have to do a bring your kids in to the radio station day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Awesome. Gotta do that.
Yeah. And also doubling back as remodel my basement day. Because all my dad's going to room up over here. But
right. The kids going to do that. They're going to tear your house up, that's for sure.
And I ain't even mad because we educating and regulating and we helping the babies grow. Because we ain't about that BS and that drama out here, man. I appreciate you, Genius, man, calling in, man. You always looking wherever I'm at, man. Tell them about the show, Friday.
Well, basically, every Friday, 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time, we actually host the show classes and sessions, you know what I'm saying, with the star is Space Age J, the lovely Tony K, you know what I'm saying, and myself on the ones and twos, you know. Pretty much empowering and uplifting and teaching people about, you know, the history of hip-hop as well as adding in the new flavors that are currently out and supporting local artists.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah. So any artists, come through, call in our show, we take interviews, we do live interviews. We even get into, our little session, we call it Detention Hall. Detention, where we get into a little freestyle session, so we do a real prop on there,
Awesome.
Yeah, so
definitely.
We're trying to get it back.
And basically, what we're actually doing, we're about networking. So any guests that actually come on our show, we're gonna make sure that they actually come to the deeper spot as well. You know what I'm saying? Because we're about expanding things, spreading love. You know what I'm saying? And the only way you can do that is through people. So.
Yes, for sure.
What's up, man? Man, y'all got me over here all misty-eyed, talking about our children. Wow, that's crazy, man. My son is 10 months.
Well, they kids of the future, man. You definitely,
exactly.
Man, got the little ones. we got to secure their future.
I was just the other day, man. It was like I was just trying to secure him in my hand, in the palm of my hand, Just like trying to secure his little baby head, and now this dude is destroying my basement. time fly, man. Time fly. It's crazy, man. Time fly.
Yeah, that's why you gotta embrace every moment because kids grow up fast.
Being
a part of every moment from their first steps to their first words, their first game. The first tournament, first anything, being a part of their lives, whether it's the mother, the father, or both, take time out for your kids. You know what I'm saying? Definitely take time out for your kids. Me, personally, my kids come first, my family come first, before anything, because time spent is priceless, That's irreplaceable, that's more valuable than any material or tangible thing that you could buy them, because you could buy a kid a toy. That toy can get old or broke. But what they remember is that time that you spent with them, which is more valuable than anything. And I love it. I love kids. I love all kids. You know what I'm saying?
I find it's just a spiritual connection. It's a love connection when you're doing things with kids and when you play baseball and football and kickball and park and explore. And I was talking, it was this guy that came in the store. It's soccer. Thank you, King. There was a guy that came in the store. He was a teacher for about 30 years. And he was like, the best way to teach a child is through traveling. And I was like, wow, through traveling? He said, yeah. He was like, because they get the on-hand experience. he was like, if you really wanted to stick with them, you want them to experience that. He was like, when you teach them history and math and science, he said, take them with you and travel with your kids. It may be kind of a burden sometimes to aggravate them, but he was like, take the kids with you and let them learn through travel. So I just thought that was a really, really cool thing, especially when they get to see different locations and different things. They start to ask questions and what does it mean? And it just started to branch off in my head, and I'm like, yeah, that's hot. That's definitely hot.
Yeah, it's a memorable thing. And like you said, they learn from it. I mean, every year, like in my family, we actually take all of the kids to the reservation to let them learn about, you know, the culture, you know, how to build things, teach them about, you know, the different tribes so that they have a better understanding, and they make it fun, you know what I'm saying, for the kids. You know, they teach them how to do the tribal paints and stuff like that, which they love, you know what I'm saying. It gets messy, but, I mean, it's fun, and they remember that, you know, they remember that.
Yeah.
They talk about it, you know, and at the same time, you're educating them. And, I mean, when you do any type of activity with them, like just the other day, I took my stepson, Jay, to his martial arts practice, and just watching all the little kids, you know what I'm saying, in their little uniforms and stuff, and basically learning, you know, as well as gaining discipline, cause, you know, some kids like to wild out, you know what I'm saying, but teaching them order is important as well, you know, and it helps.
Man, I got my little man, he just crawled in my lap, you know, so every time he want to talk, I got to try and, like, hold the phone with him, because he don't say too much, you know what I mean? When he speak, it's like everybody need to shut up, so...
That's right. Wait till
you
start talking.
Right.
He ain't never gonna be quiet. He's gonna be talking too much.
Oh, he never gonna be quiet. Once they start talking,
I remember when my son Amir first spoke. When he first said "daddy," I was super happy, you know. But then it became his only and favorite word: "daddy this, daddy that," you know. And he wouldn't let his mom do stuff. I had to do everything. It was like, oh no, I want daddy to feed me, you know.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
I want daddy to do this, you know. You lose a lot of sleep, but it's worth it.
Man, yeah, it is. I'm gonna get back
to you. Shout out to all the parents out there who sacrifice so much for their kids, sacrifice jobs, sacrifice home living, sacrifice relationships. Sacrifice it all for their kids, so their kids can have a great upbringing, or for their kids to at least have them in their life. Big shout out to the kids. Yeah, shout out to all the parents who have bared, you know, who's bearing crazy situations, or who's bearing crazy financial situations, to be able to be there for their kids, because it's very hard, and I can definitely understand this as a single mother, all the things that I had to sacrifice, you know, for my son to be able to have a great education, for him to have diversity, people. I just think that's so important, because a lot of times we raise our kids in a certain way, and when they get out in the world and they get around other races of kids, they like, I don't really know, they feel uncomfortable, they don't know how to relate to them. Raise your kids with diversity as well. It's great to raise them with education and morals and standards, but diversity is very important. So big shout out to all the parents, grandparents, foster parents, acting parents, step parents who have sacrificed to make sure the seed properly grows. So big shout out to y'all for that.
Yeah. Man, on that note, well, we're going to take a little music break real quick, you know, because all of them is a soldier. So I'm going to dedicate this song to them. It's "I'm a Soldier" by Shawan. Dang, how do you say her name?
Shawana Ray.
Shawana.
Shawana.
I never pronounce her name right. I done tried like 30 times already.
I got
you.
"I'm a Soldier" by Shawana Ray.
Shawana. I love you, girl. I don't mean to mess your name up. I'm more concerned with the title of the song than your name. But I love this song. I love the song. I love it. I love it. I love it. I play it in my spare time. And apparently somebody else loves it too. Shawana Ray, "I'm a Soldier." Let's get it.
Ah. boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
Shout out to the homie K Flames, you know what I mean? He be holding it down. He be holding us down, too. He done came through, did a couple spots with us. Step Your Game on Saturday with your boy J Biggs, girl Diva Ebony B. That there was Shawana Ray. I'm just saying it to practice the name, that's all. I'm a soldier because all our parents are soldiers and they be here for these kids, man. So shout out to them, you know. And, man, tonight is just. It's Children's Night, man. It's dedicated to the kids and the babies. And shout out to the lovely ladies that birthed these women. I mean, these babies, these young men and women. I'm sorry, I'm tripping. You know, let me get back to these phone lines. I think my homie Gene is still in there. Gene, what's up?
What's good? What's good? My bad. Bad signal.
Yeah, I lost you for a second. I was like, yeah, let me see if I can find him again. You know.
I also want to give a big shout out to Just Cutting Up Salon as well. They doing their thing over there. I see y'all. What you do to the baby, J-Biz? Why he mad?
I poked him in the eye on accident. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Daddy be playing. Hey. Daddy like to play. Nah, you know what?
He done poked his baby. Baby down.
He kind of gets sleepy, that's all. He passes bedtime. Daddy
so
keeps him up
him
all
in
night
eye.
Long. Hey, man. Hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I got to be on a daddy time for a second. All right, I want to bring up the next child star, child black African-American person I'm salute, you know. Well, she was a child. Now she's not so much, but Brandy Norwood, better known as Brandy, the artist Brandy, started out as a actress, young actress on the show. First time she was on the show, it's a show called Thea, which was a very short show. It was very short-lived. It only had about a couple episodes, but Thea was in 1993. She played Thea's daughter on the show. She went on because of that role and her success with that. She went on to star in her own show, Moesha. She lasted for six seasons, I mean. And she got casted, which led to her first casting in a movie. I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. She played, what's the old boy name? Sleazy Old Boy. Oh, man. She played old boy's girlfriend in the movie. I really didn't like her in that role, but, you know, it is what it is. She got paid. Good looking. She also went and played in she was like one of the first African-American, probably the first African-American woman to play like Cinderella. Boy, stop trying to sing like Brandy. You ain't Brandy. Your voice is still good, though. I'm sorry. Yeah, but also in addition to the acting career, she had a very successful music career, which is what most people tend to know her for. With her first album, which was her self-titled album, Brandy, with her first hit, I Want to Be Down, and another song off the album, her second hit was Baby. She went on to do probably the most famous song she's known for today, which is The Boy Is Mine, with another young prodigy, the girl Monica. Shout out to Monica. You know, they did the song together, The Boy Is Mine, which won a Grammy, and was a multi-platinum hit. Real good song, you know. Brandy just did, she's been doing her thing, like, all throughout the music career, you know. I mean, she was real close to Whitney Houston and very, you know, much so tutelage by Whitney Houston. So, of course, she was affected very deeply by Whitney Houston's passing and whatnot. But, you know, and nonetheless, shout out to Brandy and everything she's done as a child onto her adulthood. You know, I prefer to shine more light on her accomplishments and not so much the whole fiasco with her, you know, vehicular problem with, you know, injuring that lady and killing her. You know, I prefer to focus on her positive, in a positive light, you know. I'm going to throw it back to Diva, you know, because, you know, where's Makai? He ain't said nothing a long time.
Yeah, he had time here on the stage. He was waiting. I just was.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. I'm taking up everything.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something that is very sad, that racism came in. Probably like black kids or black teenagers who have to learn how to read. No white people just threw them down and just kept on, just beat them to death. Literally, like, when kids, I want to learn how to read, just a white person just came and beat them. And, you know, I'm not saying white people, what is mental slavery now? But, you know, that's pretty sad that kids want to learn, and all of our ancestors just wanted to learn, and they died for us, and they just wanted to learn one word.
And that's true. That's real talk right there. I mean, like, you know, it's I look at it like this. I mean, they treat us a certain way, or they have treated us a certain way, and racism is very common and prevalent, you know, but, like, you know, we just got to keep being positive, you know, and not looking at the past and everything, not really dwelling on the past, I should say. You know, we got to keep the Lord in our heart first place, and, you know, just let that be God, you know, that takes care of that. You know, that's all I could really say about that, man. You know, just keep loving, even though even whoever those that hate us, you know, we keep loving them anyway. And even back then, you know, like, they had to do that, you know, pretty much just keep loving the even with the hate, you know, amongst us, amongst them, they had to just keep loving, you know, and that's what we got to do. And it's an ongoing thing. It never stops. You know, we just got to keep loving, even throughout the negativity and the hate. And especially with that, because that's something that is generations deep. You understand what I'm saying? That's generations long, centuries deep. It's crazy, you know? But on that note, yeah, let me get back to these phone lines. Take this call from 904. Go back to 904. 904! You're on live with Space Age J.
What's up, man? This is Poetic Lace, man. I'm calling to show y'all some love. I missed the topic, but I definitely had to call in because you guys are awesome.
Oh, man, what up, man? Poetic Lace, man. Shout out to Poetic Lace, man. Look here, the topic is real simple, man. It's about the babies tonight. You know, if you got your kids with you, man, put your kid on the line. Let them say, you know, let him or her say what they need to say. And, or if not, you know, shout out to your babies and nieces, nephews, baby sisters, cousins, anything, any children. It's all about the children tonight.
That's what it is. Well, I don't have any kids, but today I performed at an outreach and, you know, was out in these projects. And the crazy thing is that I noticed that a lot of kids don't realize, well, especially in the urban areas, they don't realize that there is such thing as hope. You know, a lot of kids out there in these neighborhoods, they are feeling that their environment dictates their future. And God was kind of showing me that it's important for us to reach out to the youth. Yeah, we can keep talking and discriminating and speaking all about our government and about people that has some kind of authority figure. But the truth be told is our children, our youth, this is our future. So it's important for us to reach out to them. So spending time with them, ministering to them, performing with them, letting them do, you know, just conversating with them and hearing their stories and sharing with them, it blessed my heart because it's letting me know that even though these kids, a lot of these kids, even though they don't know that much about hope, they do feel like they have some kind of future, some way. Definitely, that
man,
is where my shout out to everyone, not just urban communities, but also, you know, all people. I'm not all races, but, you know, all the kids are our future, so it's important for us to reach out.
Yeah, man, you hit that exactly the way I would have hit it, man. Kids are the future, man. Shout out to you, man, for doing the outreach, you know, the benefit, man.
Late.
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, glory to God.
Late, of course, again. Very, very proud of you. Lace is always doing
you know, great things. He really allowed God to use him, and he really allowed God to direct him where he needs to be directed. And, you know, I one thing that I really respect about Poetic Lace is his selflessness. He's not a selfish person. And, you know, and his backstory is something beautiful. You guys got, you got to get to know him to get that. But, you know, he's definitely been doing his thing. He's always been a person that's been out, what I would like to call an actionist. And I feel like there's a difference between an activist, which is given a lot of times lip service, but then you get the actionists that come along and they do stuff. Like, they make things happen, and it's just great. And I'm just so proud of you for your video that you dropped, Better Days, Crazy.
Like, amen.
Oh, my God. That is the it's just amazing what you did. I'm just proud of you. But Poetic Lace, you've always been a man of God. You always stood firm on your word. When you said you were going to do something, you did it. And it's just great to hear that another one of our great African-American kings are out there as not just as, you know, as an artist or as a radio personality and whatnot, but he's out there performing and reaching out to the youth, to the kids. And that's what we have to take on, that spirit of service. Be of service for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, man. We gotta, yeah. Once we start putting ourselves on the back burner and our personal wants and needs, and we start doing God's will, performing the things that God is calling us to do, I think we'd be all right as a people. You know, and shout out to,
we'll be more than all right. We'll be abundant.
Yeah, well, I say all right because all right is universal. Like, everybody understands that. So, like, I say abundant, people are like, huh? What is abundant? It's like, you know what I'm saying? So I say, all right, you know what that means. You know it ain't never, all right, ain't never nothing negative. So, you know, shout out to that. I mean, shout out to, you know, people that's doing God's will. And shout out, and please, man, blessings. God, please lay your healing hands on people that don't know what abundance is. You know what I mean? Real talk, man. But, yes, and shout out, like I said, shout out, but also once again, shout out to my queen for holding this baby down, because he is in here destroying my property and destroying my studio while I'm doing this radio. So shout out to her, man, for birthing my babies, and shout out to her for carrying my seed now. You know what I mean? I don't even know, words can't even express how much I appreciate a woman that just carries a child full term, the pregnant, just 9 months. Like, you can't put that in words for me to understand. Like, that's just, all I can do is be there. You know what I mean? I can't do nothing but be there. But enough about me, man. Let's get back to, like, these African-American children, you know what I'm saying? And like I was saying before about Brandy, you know, well, we pretty much know where she at now. You know, she's engaged, I believe, to a music executive, somebody who's more out the spotlight. But at the age of 34, which is where she's at now, she has a baby. And she also, well, you, everybody knows Ray J. I don't want to get into that. She done sold like 30 million records. I am serious, man. I'm trying to keep it positive. I don't want to talk about Ray J, man. This will get the show shut down.
Talk about him. Shout out to OC. Yes, indeed.
We ain't want to talk about Ray J and his escapades and all that. Brandy done sold 30 million records total worldwide. And, you know, even though her reality show failed a little bit, you know, she's a premier contestant on the 11th season of Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, she's still getting it in at 34. Even from 16 to 34, she done had an 18-year career. She's still around. So shout out to her. Shout out to her, man. And she's a mother, a real good mother, from what I hear. So shout out to her, man. The sound you hear right now, we playing Poetic Lace in the background. You know, that's Poetic Lace song, Deliverance. So, you know, shout out to, you know, shout out to Poetic Lace, man. Oh, that's, man, I'm glad. Hey, I ain't even know that. God just told me to play the song, so I do what I'm told.
That's my favorite song.
I just do what I'm told, man. I just play what God tells me to play, I play it. Anybody on the line right now, all the lines are open. You can shout out to any kid, you know what I'm saying? The kid that the candy store kid down the street. I mean, any kid in your life, you know, because all I want to do is uplift this positivity towards the children. The children, I guess, like Lay said, the children are the future. So,
yeah.
The more positivity we show them, you know what I mean? With all must all this negativity in the world, you know, we got to keep it positive for our babies, you know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how the internet and the TV has turned a lot of us adults against our youth, like it did with African Americans. It's the same method to divide us and say, oh, these kids run around with their pants hanging down, they got these skinny jeans on, and these little fellas keep having babies. And it, God just placed it on my heart, like, you know, why would you divide? Like, why not see the beauty in a person? Can you see past the physical? Are you really looking at who they really are, who I created them to be? Are you nourishing my seeds that I put on this earth? Have you done that? And if you judge somebody in forgiveness, oh my God, thank you, Lord. Forgiveness. And I'm still working on this, y'all, so pray for me. You have to forgive other people. When you forgive people, you just don't forgive that person for them. You forgive for you. And if you are holding malice in your heart and you haven't fully forgiven somebody, why would you expect God to forgive you? So if you feel mad at somebody, or if you're looking at our youth now and you got some type of hatred in your heart or some type of disgust in your heart, just think about what the Creator is saying about you. Because He created us all equal. So if you discuss it with the kids, and if you're mad at the youth, and if you're aggravated and irritated with them, the Lord is aggravated and irritated with you too. Because understand that we was once their age, and we were ignorant and immature. We did not have the knowledge and the experience that we have now. And that's what our youth and our young children, our youth, our teens, and our young adults are going through now. We have to provide a palette for them. And all my teens and my youth that's out there listening, we love y'all. We all showed up to this show to honor y'all. This is why we are here. We are paying homage to y'all because we owe it to you guys. Everything, all your creative ideas, all your knowledge, all your protests, and even sometimes when y'all rebel, we owe it to you guys. We are thankful for y'all not just being, you know, whipping dogs for people and not just going along and being some type of follow the leader. Somebody stopped and said, wait a minute, this ain't right. Why we got to do this? This is why we're here.
I mean, yeah, you know, I think, honestly, you know, if I could chime in on that, like, honestly, I think it boils down to just, you know, I'm going to bring up something. Like, me and Genius had a conversation yesterday after the show that we did, and basically he was telling the guy that we met there at the station, he was telling the guy that a lot of times what happens is as people get older, they start to get into this mentality where they don't want to share the knowledge. And, I mean, this is like, we was talking about something unrelated to children, but it still applies. Like, as we get older as people, we start to, like, not want to share the knowledge that we had gotten from our forefathers and people that brung us up, raised us, and we start to get selfish and not want to, you know, pass on to that next generation. We look at that next generation as not being worthy, or, you know, they're so below where we are and they need to pay homage and do this and that. And instead, it's like, well, how can you expect a child to come into the game knowing, or not the game, but come into life, let alone the game? How can you expect a child to come into life just knowing what to do? You know what I mean? You've been here and you've done that. You should know what to do. You should reach out to these children. Like Yoke said earlier, take these kids, if this kid's not into nothing, they don't know that they not doing anything to better themselves. Take these kids and go play catch with them in the street, or play catch with them, or play flag football, whatever you play. You know, do that, you know what I mean? Because ultimately, if the kid doesn't never see the alternative side of things, they never going to learn that there's another path to go down in life and they can do other things. They going to be stuck doing the same thing, spinning their wheels, and they going to grow up not doing nothing, being lazy, being everything that this society has deemed them to be, which is nothing but a lazy child, a lazy little dude that ain't about nothing, won't get a good job because I don't want to pay you. That'd be a waste of my money. You know, so we got to teach our kids. They don't know any better, and we got to teach them. We got to actually physically reach out to our children, take them by the hand, lead them the way they need to go, and just, you know, show them the way because they don't know the way. They not going to be able to find out the way, even like with Denia saying about the about having this. I mean, I'm sorry, Diva said it, about technology, having the technology. Even with all the technology in the world, if you don't know what you're looking for, it's pointless. You know what I mean? If you don't, know what you're trying to research, ain't no point in you having it.
Exactly.
That's like having a loaded gun, but you don't know how to squeeze the trigger. You know what I mean? That's just my two cents on it. I'm sorry.
Nah, that makes perfect sense. And also, I think artists stop saying that you're not a role model. Kids don't follow me. I didn't get into this. This kid to be like, oh, you know you got into this for the adoration. Do not lie. When you got to that point, you know you want the kids to like you. That's why you make the music that you do. You know, these kids listen to you. So I think that actually makes sense as opposed to just an appearance. And having all the stuff about, you know, drugs and guns and girls and making this acceptable just because you bleep it out. It's not okay. And BET, oh my goodness, if you have to bleep out half the song, maybe that shouldn't be the song that you put on air. Just saying, no.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them is trying to go with just the times. And as far as the artist saying that he ain't a role model, then why are you here? Let me hear an artist say that. I can't wait to catch me one. Poetic Lace, play for me, baby. Let me catch one saying
that.
I'm not a role model. Why are you here? Why are you here? You telling me that you're not a role model, but you want me to roll out my bank to you? Why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
What is your point here? What is your purpose? Because if you're not here to be a positive role model and to educate and regulate, you are a threat to my unit. You are a threat to my culture. I am your ally. So once you say that, we are at war, and I'm a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go to war with me. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I will destroy you because I have the power of God in me. All I have to do is pray and it's over for you. Let me pray on you and it's over. So what you want to do?
Wow.
Mm-mm.
I'm scared. I'm so scared. I don't know what to say. I'm going to the phone line real quick, though, because I don't know what to say after that. 909, holler at me. You on the line with Space AJ, Steffi Game of Saturdays.
Space Age, what's going on? What's going on? This is J Real, the really.
Hey, what up, J Real, man? We on here, man. Tonight is all about the babies, and we saluting our children in Black History Month. So, you know, I know you want to speak on that. You know what I'm saying? That's
beautiful.
I try and have my youngsters on point. I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and.
Aww.
I try and have them on point as much, especially my son. He's very ahead of his time. you have to be careful. This is what I'm going to say on this subject. You have to be very, very careful about what we expose them to.
Mm,
we have to be very, very careful about who we expose them to.
Okay.
Not just what, but who. Not just what they're listening to or what they're seeing, but who we're around and what we allow.
Yes.
Other people, because believe it or not, when you get around, okay, you ever been with somebody in the store, and you know this person don't know a lick of Spanish, but when they get to the counter, the Hispanic person behind the counter, they get a little accent. They don't know no Spanish, but they get to talking to the person in a sort of an accent, like they gonna understand them better or something. These are little things you got to watch that. Do you, when you talk to a certain person on the phone, do you find yourself saying words you don't normally say? When you're around certain people, do you feel a certain way? Or Are you uncomfortable? And then we have to look at, are our children with us? Because our children are absorbing everything that we do, that we say, that we watch, like the young lady was speaking about the black entrapment television. Not allowed. You know, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. You know, I call it black entrapment television. It's all the networks ran by Jewish people. So how can it be for black people? It's not even ran by black people. We have to look at what we're doing. I think I spoke on this a little few sessions ago. I might have been talking to somebody else, but this whole reality TV, you know, how loose it is, and it's not reality. Anything and everything on TV has a script. I don't care what it is. Somebody has revised and edited and given out a script or a plan or how it's supposed to go. And it's sad that we live in a society that the more ignorant, the more views. So we have to be very careful, because we as adults can decipher ignorance from entertainment. Once again, I'll say it again. We as adults can decipher ignorance from entertainment. Your child cannot. So what you're being entertained by is making your child ignorant. And we need to really watch that, because when they're supposed to be outside playing and getting to know nature and getting into their kinetic spiritual and unlocking their chakras from a child, the things that they're going to go and take from life that you can't provide them, the essence of life, those things you can't sell or buy over the counter, you have them sitting in front of a TV screen. You know, you have them watching Bad Girls Club and Johnny, Jimmy, whoever, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is now.
Broken Girls Club.
However it lays down, we have to really recognize and realize that our children, you hear it all the time, children of the future, you know, Michael did a song about it, but we got to really realize what we're teaching them, what we're showing them, and we have to be very careful to understand that in raising them, we're raising ourselves. We're maturing ourselves as we want our children to mature. We start setting boundaries and foundations for them, such as no BET, no this, no that, no cussing allowed. You know, my son's 3 years old. He thinks shut up is a cuss word. If you say shut up around him, he will turn around and say, Daddy, that's a bad word. I don't say that. And shut up is in every cartoon that is playing on your local TV station. They use the verbiage, shut up. If you ask him, you know, do we use guns? My son will tell you, no, I don't use guns. I use my fist. If you ask him what we study, he will tell you kung fu. He will tell you his name is Heru, which is Swahili for hero. He does not know the language. He does not know the verbiage, but in his mind, he knows that my daddy calls me Heru, and I know that Heru means hero. It plays into the psyche of the mind of the child. It depends on which way you want to go. And we have to be very, very sensitive subject when you're talking about these kids and praising these kids, and because they're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. They have no quarrels with you. They have no care. You know, you feed them a little bit, you show them a little bit of love, and they're going to love you forever, and you want to maintain that with your children.
I mean, like, that's why you my man, dog, because, man, you...
I talk too much, man.
man, you spit the fruit, like, you just spit everything out there, and it's like a cornucopia of everything, like fruit and wisdom and...
Well, we have to keep it simple. We have to keep it... That's what Malcolm X always said that. Let's keep it simple. Let's not beat around bushes. Let's get to the brass tacks and the facts. We know this generation coming up under us is... It's screwed up, and really, it's nobody to blame but us, because we were screwed up from drugs and persecution and abuse and oppression. But now we've arised all that. The books that they wouldn't let us read 30, 40 years ago, they're at your local library. You won't get up and go get them. So this is how the psyche of the mind, of the cultural systematic psyche, which everybody is adapted to, because nobody wants to look a certain way if not everybody else is looking that way. And that's fine. It's okay to feel that way, want to feel beautiful, and men want to feel handsome. But when you start becoming a follower, life is not Twitter. and following people will not get you. Following people will not get you any more credibility. This is not. People are treating life like a social networking system, and it's not. Less people are going outside, and more people are logging on. You need to log off and go outside and put some of that sun on you. Forget some of that melanin that's produced from the sun on your face and breathe and stop putting these chemicals all in your head. And stop, the black women, you know, y'all are beautiful, natural. I went 3 weeks and I've looked around purposely and I haven't found not one black woman with her natural hair on her head in 3 weeks. I'm not saying nothing. Like I said, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying anything about the what makes you feel beautiful because you deserve that. We should be doing it for you. Shit, take my hair if it's going to make you feel better. But we need to realize that that's an $80 million a year industry. How many black women are seeing that revenue?
Exactly.
Not $80 million. $80 million is made off of synthetic hair sales. Or synthetic health products, $80 million. What percentage of that is going back into the community that spends their revenue on this stuff? People are these are the consumers.
If they seeing it, see a fraction, a very, 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 very minute fraction of it, because the hair is coming from India, some woman's head in India, that the man is really fat cat that's making all the money.
And you know what? And just to add in on that, a lot of the hair now, because, of course, y'all know Diva loves hair. I buy all types of different hair, and you guys are right. But a lot of it is not even really human hair. It's synthetic fibers. The scientists, they have done studies. You get the human hair, and then it's synthetic hair. And a lot of them are synthetic fibers, and you have to be very careful, and that's why it's important to get to your natural state. Like, if you have your hair corn rolled up under it and you're training your hair to grow, you want a certain length and you want to keep it natural, but those synthetic fibers can really tear up the African-American skin and face, and even all different faces. That's why you see a lot of those dark patches on the sides of the face, and that actually comes from, believe it or not, sun damage. Yes, African-American women, you do need some type of protection on your skin. Lack of water. Water is the most important purity, and that's in back to our kids, too. That's the most important thing as far as with our children. We need to make sure they get in that water and that milk. That's the first thing in the morning. All these CNC sodas, all these sodas with the color in it that dye, that ain't good enough to
look like. Stop giving your kids that stuff.
Stop
going to the store. As soon as your kid goes in the store, they say, I want this.
You purchase it for them. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all what you do. You get you a blender. I pay, what, $7, $8 for my blender at Walmart. And when you go to the grocery store, get those apples, get those oranges, get those kiwis, get those tangerines. And you can step your games up this summer, children and parents, and start growing you a garden. It's February. Start your garden. Start getting your supplies and everything. But me and Makai, we make shakes. I like a smoothie. Yeah. I have adapted smoothies in the morning, and guess what? My little king followed right behind me, because our children only do what we do. Like Makai said, a.k.a. MTG, Makai the Great, he said, you know, kids are sponges, and he's right. They're going to do what they see, and I'm glad that I start eating a lot more healthier, because now my son is eating a lot more healthier, and I can appreciate that.
You know what? And this reminds me of something. Like, I saw something on TV the other day that was so, like, I mean, I was appalled. I almost wanted to write Oprah Winfrey, be like, don't put this garbage on my TV no more. Like, I was watching OWN, you know, because we was on vacation last week or whatever, you know, and we were sitting there watching OWN. And, I mean, the most disgustingest thing I ever seen in my life, like, this lady... I think she was in Atlanta. I don't know where she was. She was from down south somewhere. She had a family of, like, four kids, right? And the youngest one was, like, 4 years old. This little kid was, like, 110 pounds.
Wow.
He's 4 years old, weighing 110 pounds. Wow. Obese as could be, you know what I mean? And it's like she's sitting there, and she's, like, talking, like, well, you know,
I mean, he's obese. We got to do something. Like, she took him to the doctor. She's like, well, we got to do something because, you know, he can't keep getting obese. I'm like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Like, you feeding him. The matter of fact, the little lady was interviewing her. She said, well, you know, how does he get obese like this? She was like, well, you know, I feed all my kids the same, but this one here, like, he cries, so I give him a little extra. And I'm just like, you know, you ought to be shot or thrown in jail or something. Like, how you going to let
him?
It's a 4-year-old that weighs more than I do right now. Like, it's a 4-year-old boy. He looked like he was 8. You know what I mean? Like,
but the thing is, the mother has to learn. Well, you can obviously tell that mother has not developed the skill of patience. She has to learn patience. You let your kid cry. You know, that sound of a child crying should not aggravate you. Usually, any mother would go into caution, like, why are you crying? And then, the mother is the first teacher. Hear this, women. We are the first teachers. Everybody else is the second teacher. The universe teacher, then come daddy, grandmama, everything. But if your kid is whining and crying and carrying more, just like when they was a baby and they was hollering, you said, oh, it's going to make their lungs stronger, let them cry now. And then if you get to the age, it's going to have to be some discipline. You're going to sit here and cry, but you're going to be hungry. We got to start bearing down. Ain't no way. I mean, with that mother, all she's doing is crying. She's avoiding the problem, and she's not focusing enough on the solution. If he going to sit there and cry for food, then he just going to be hungry, especially after I made you some food and you already ate. Well, then drink some water. I remember when I was younger, my mother was gone. I came out, I was being hungry. You better make some sugar water or a mayonnaise sandwich or something.
Sandwich.
What? A toasted mayonnaise sandwich, some sugar water, a syrup sandwich. What, a spam sandwich, that brown government cheese that came in that brown box?
You know what? What's very important to look at now, too, Diva, is that you got to realize the food that we're eating in this culture and this society that we're eating is not the same food as 20 years ago, 30 years ago. The agriculture of the planet is actually different and changing at such a fast rate. And with all the mass production of products, instead of taking time and making sure food is prepared, regulated, and then distributed at the right amounts, they're putting all types of stuff in these burgers and in these meat, trying to cut corners, and they're doing this. And what happens is every child, and since we're still on the children, because the United States right now, that's one of the number one health problems in this country right now is obesity, and it's among children. It's one of the biggest problems, and it's a mass problem going on, but nobody wants to deal with the problem about what we're feeding our children or what we're allowing our children to eat. And that's why I agree with Diva. Yes, save some money, save some of those food stamps and put you some onions in the ground or put you something that you would usually have to go to the store and pay a high price on and put it in the ground. Start researching what you're eating, making sure how you're preparing it is healthy, because sometimes it's not what you're eating, it's how you're preparing to eat it. You know, I mean, I can take a zucchini and fry it, you know, that doesn't make it healthy. You know, I can put an apple in caramel, that doesn't make it healthy anymore, you know. So we have to realize exactly, and I encourage people to be creative. If you're a single parent or you have a significant other, be creative and find recipes and new things to eat. Because I know people tired of eating the same. I mean, what you eating? You eating, if you eating pork, you eating pork. You eating what? Steak. You eating pork chop steak, chicken. What else you eating? There's not too many shrimp and fish sometimes. And then what happened? Then you circulating that throughout the week. You just preparing it a different way, but you're really not deviating. When you go shopping, you still buy the basic things: pork, beef, chicken, We need to start being more creative. We are a creative people, but we need to start unlocking that and seeing what we can do with that, especially for our kids, because all this, you know, they come in and first thing they do, throw their backpack down, go rush to the refrigerator. They ain't even done their homework yet. They just go to the refrigerator and then they in and out the refrigerator all day, and you get tired of yelling at them, so you don't say nothing. And I'm sad to say a lot of our children have come to a point where they're a little devious. They'll get up in the middle of the night while you sleep and go raid the refrigerator, you know, and that's sure. just, we, you know,
now,
we got to really.
What you
but
just I think said, what you just said, King, I'm glad you just said that on speaker while my little King is sitting here. You already just said, it ain't
that sounds a little personal.
It ain't just me. Yeah, look, David Rilla just said that. So now that you heard it from him, now you can stop looking at me sideways, because guess what? Mama was right. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't deny it. But I just wanted to make sure I said that to him.
Hey, it's
only,
no
problems tonight. It's about
no.
He getting a whooping after the show. No, I'm just playing.
He's getting a whooping after
I'm sorry.
The show. I can get it. I can dig it. And shout out to the caller we got from 313. No, go ahead, Dana. I'm sorry.
It's not just the food that these kids are eating. It's not just the fact that they're putting the hormones in the food, which people don't want to talk about either. It's not the fact that, like, what we consider healthy might not be healthy because, like, the fruits and vegetables have all these pesticides, all these chemicals, and all the other stuff. Another problem that we have is a lot of our kids can't go outside because of the areas we live in. At this point, which is another huge issue.
Yeah.
But then, when it comes to school, they have taken away recess, they have taken away gym, or gym is a joke where we have a teacher that yells at the kids the whole time and says, "Go do what you want. I get paid regardless." So that's where the huge problem is, because people talk about, oh, you know, what's going on with the kids? I'm like, well, you canceled recess because you wanted them to learn more. And you canceled gym. So what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. They've even uprooted playgrounds around my area. I've seen the local schools, and I've seen them dismantling the OG octagon and the OG slide and swing and you know, the OG school cubby. How they're taking that? They're taking those out. So what does this mean? You like the young lady said, you can't. You're not getting no exercise at school. You come home, you can't, for fear of whatever or lack of whatever in that neighborhood, safety issues, you can't let your child go outside and just run wild. So you stick them in front of the TV or in front of the video game. And this is where we got it. This is where I'm going to talk to my men. This is where I want to talk to the kings. Because now your situation is your situation, and I hope that even if you're not with the mother of your children, you still participate as an active father, as an active individual in that person's or that child's life. But we have to start stepping up and stop leaving all this of responsibility with our children, with our women. I'll say it again. We must stop leaving all this responsibility of our children with our women. We can't continue to play these mind games with them because we done broke up and we want them back or this and that. And so the baby need medicine, so I'm going to call you and you need to bring the medicine because I'm paying you child support. Now the baby sitting up here and the snotty nose then went to a high fever. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop doing things like that. Us fathers, us men, instead of feeling like you need to be somewhere on a corner, on a block, trying to try to think that you're making something happen. You need to take your kid and get on the bus or get you a day pass or get you your nice running shoes on and take your children to parks. You need to start taking your children places where other children are so they can start interacting with people, with children their own age. Stop relying on the schoolhouse to raise your kids. Yes, they hold a certain responsibility while they're there, but you are the model citizen for your child. You must understand that when a child looks around, they're going to look, and if what you're talking about don't match what mommy and daddy said, you're wrong, you know, and I don't care, and I'll fight that until you call my mama, you know, because she said not to do this, or my daddy said don't do this, or that was wrong. You got to realize that, and we think, yeah, that's cute, you're not in trouble because that's what I believe. No, they need to understand the basis and the difference between right and wrong, but also need to see vivid examples of active human beings in society, not just couch potatoes that sit on video games or act like drones and go to work all day, and then when you come home, your kids sleep, then Friday you're trying to pawn them off like grandma, or I'm sorry, great-grandma, because grandma in the line at the club with you now. See, back in the day, grandma wasn't there, but grandma there now, so you gotta go take the kids to great-grandma, or drop them off at the little sister or whatever, so you can get a break from what? What are you getting a break from when the only break is your kids? And then you wonder why your kid is disruptive or not listening, or you go to tell your kid something and they tell you something out of womb wearing because black and tribe television has been raising them. And you can even set standards. You can even set standards in your home and they'll get crushed by their peers because when they go to school, that shit ain't matching up. What you doing in your house and what they get to do don't match up. Well, Susie and Johnny, they get to walk around and talk like how they want to, and they don't have to do this. So I want to be like Susie and Johnny, so I'm going to be defiant. You have to instill these things from day one. Men, it is very important that we stop battling with our women for the sake of our sons. Women, it's important that we stop battling with our men for the sake of our daughters. These are the people that they're going to be representing and trying to look for and procreate and mate with eventually and raise their own families. And if all you've shown them is hatred, when a father shows a woman hatred, what do you think that daughter looks at when she looks in the mirror? She looks at her mama and she feels all that hate. She feels that hate. When a son looks in the mirror, what does he see? What does he see when all he hears is your daddy ain't this and your daddy this? But you steady riding by that man's house, busting out his windows, cussing out his new girl. You understand me? And the child's in the back seat. Now the child is confused. The child has no foundation. And when you build a castle on sand, it can be a pretty castle. It can have all the accommodations that a castle comes with. When you build it on sand, it's going to sink every time. And we have to realize that.
Applaud that man.
Nah, I talk too much. Y'all just got to tell me to shut up. You know?
Nah, you good.
I'll be quiet.
You good, man. Because my ratings is going through the roof. Because you enlightening the masses. This is Jada Realis on the Soapbox Radio, on Diva Spy Radio, on Stepping Game on Saturday Radio, on We Trying to Tell Y'all Stop Fighting Radio, because you need to be better parents radio. In the long run, everything that man said, I endorse that 1,010,000%. You know what I mean? I endorse all that. Real talk. I mean, shout out to the call from 813. Check the show out. You know what I mean? We stepping games up over here. This is what we do. You know, we're going to take our one last little music break. I'm going to get into the last child celebrity African-American person I want to highlight for the evening. We're going to take this quick music break. You know, step your game on Saturday. So don't go nowhere.
The madness of this world cannot be conquered by all the power in this world.
Yeah. When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again. Then sin after sin, time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping the nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. Nation famished, facing recession, no jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Squeeze out, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy says some weed. Too young to comprehend the pain so deep. He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block, man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make it home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedies all in the blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking kind of dim, slim, margin of hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody from medical benefits. In a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How years dropping out of can't write their name legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge. Gaze, I judge hate prejudice. And blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Because we let our beards grow, we terrorists now. Wasting taxpaying dollars trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards, add that up. 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having this baby is not a commitment. It's an 18 season sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long term suffering. Closing schools down, how they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of visibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't talking Haitian dog poor. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need.
Yeah, so Sunset Terrace, last album here, we had Sunrise. That was Heal the World off of Sunrise. Real powerful album, double this album. So y'all make sure y'all go check that out, you know what I'm saying? I think I was on there somewhere in the back of there, possibly. But y'all know how it is. Step Your Game Up Saturday. Y'all know me, Space Age, J Biggs. And, you know, we just was getting in here, man. Jay Realdon scared the whole line up. Nah, I'm playing. Jay Realdon got in, got all preachy and enlightened a couple people. And I think, you know, some people just, like, kind of got brokenhearted because, you know, he said, you know, you need to get off of Twitter. So, and that, you know, that's the sin of some people's universe.
Well, I'm not just playing. I'm a very active Twitter user. You can probably catch me on Twitter before you catch me at the house. But
yeah,
what I'm saying is that we need to stop representing. See, once you do something so long, you get conditioned into doing it in every part and aspect of your life. We need to stop merging what our responsibilities is and how we base our morals and values. We need to not merge that with the cultural aspect of entertainment. That's what I mean. And Twitter,
Nah, I feel you. You know, I'm just joking.
You know what I'm saying? Some people might.
We don't apologize for knowledge on this show. And if
whoever ran away,
we are the light. What happens when you come in your house and it's dark and you turn the light on? The dark run away. So this is who we are. We are the light in dark places.
I'm making fun of the people that's running. You know what I mean? It's just funny to me. Like, why would you run away from something that's so enlightening and so is none but jewels getting dropped? So why would you run away from that?
It's a great thing that the show is archived and people can go back later. We got a few more minutes left in the show, and we want to.
That's right. And I want to while we got these last couple of minutes, let me get to this last person I want to highlight, you know, a celebrity.
She started out, man, when she was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, she was on my TV screen, Raven Simone. You know, I want to highlight her because she's probably like the most richest of all of these celebrities that I done pointed out today and the most successful. She was born Raven Simone Christina Pierman on December 10th, 1985. So, you know, she was born like a year after me. That's like telling everybody how old I am. Yeah, her first start was in 1989. So, yeah, she was a four-year-old playing Olivia on The Cosby Show, which was Olivia was, what is the girl? Lisa Bonet, her character's husband or boyfriend at the time had a daughter, and she ended up adopting the daughter and whatnot. So that's how Olivia got to be on the show. So she played Olivia on the show. She, as well as in addition to playing in different television shows like Hanging with Mr. Cooper, she got her own TV show on the Disney Channel, That's So Raven, which is now syndicated, but it ran from 2003 to 2007. She played, of course, the star character Raven Baxter, who she would end up having these like psychic premonitions that would tell kind of like what was going to happen, you know, later on in the show and whatnot. So it was a real fun show for the kids and whatnot. So she had her own show. She also, a lot of people don't know, Raven Simone actually was a singer as well. She, or is, still is a singer. She has dropped numerous multi-platinum albums. The first album she dropped was, hold on, I'm trying to read my notes here. First album she dropped was Here's to New Dreams, which was in 1993. She had a song called That's What Little Girls Are Made Of, which was in charge at number 68. She had another album, which came out in 1999, called Undeniable. She had an album called This Is My Time. And probably the most successful of all of this was when she joined up with a Disney Channel spinoff or Disney Company spinoff called The Cheetah Girls, with two girls from the group that's broken up now, 3LW and another girl, I can't remember her name. But shout out to Raven Simone. You know, she did her thing, and she's still doing her thing, starring in movies and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw it to the lines, throw it to everybody. Y'all can get y'all last little word in. Remember, Jada, we got 90 seconds. We got just enough time for you to drop another jewel, one jewel.
I was just going to tell you, look, follow me on Twitter.
J-Real the Realist on Twitter, at J-Real the Realist.
Yeah, that at J-Real the Realist. And make sure y'all cop that Real Love that just dropped.
Oh, man. I got excited. Sorry. I was listening to it.
Diva, get your excitement out. Got like 45 seconds.
Oh, man, I just got to go cop it. It's so great. Oh, man, it's such a great album. Oh, I love music. I'm going to leave it as that because I can go on. That's another show. Matter of fact, I'm going to showcase it. I'm going to do a mix tonight on that whole album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So cop his album. Cop our album, Sunrise. And that's about it, man. We got to get about it for this lady kicked me out. It's Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game on Saturday. We out.